Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My name is Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pagan.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, folks, if you like the great outdoors, you're in the right place for the next hour because we're going to talk a little bit about everything in the outdoors.
Yeah, we're going to talk, that's for sure.
We're going to talk, that's for sure. Well, Don, you know, a lot of stuff happened in here recently. I heard they had a pretty successful Whitetails Banquet, but also it was Youth Hunt Weekend.
Yes, it was.
And a lot of cool stuff happens there.
Yeah, we did have a deer report from ODNR about that, the youth deer hunt. They took a total of 4,958, but that was down from 5,930 last year's. The top 10 counties are Coshocton with 225, which is down from 222. Tuscarawas, 186, up from 178. Muskingum was third, 164, up from 162. Belmont County had 143 and down from 147. Ross County had 138, up from 128. Carroll had 135, up from 127. Licking had 130. They placed number seventh with 100 down from 138. Holmes County was number eight with 125, down from 145. Knox County had 124, down from 144. And 10th place was Harrison with 119, and that was up from 116. And Cuyahoga tied their amount for last year.
Good deal.
Zero.
You didn't think it was going to be that much different, huh?
Well, I was looking for Fayette. Since they're
to be in last
down in
place.
The regular one, yeah.
Yeah. You know, gives a great opportunity for some of the youth to get out and maybe not have to hunt with as much pressure around them.
Yeah.
And receive a little bit more instruction. I would say that not all the hunts are successful that day, but it gives a youth an opportunity to prepare and to study and to go out and see the real deal. That's for sure.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, without all the pressure of everybody else hunting around and everything, you can, yeah, safety is, of course, always at the utmost, but they just, you know, they can concentrate more on the hunting thing rather than worrying about where everyone's at or where everybody's, you know, going to walk in on you and stuff. So, yeah, youth season, there's pros and cons to it. There's a lot of people complain about it, saying that they take all the big bucks out of the herd and everything, but that's not necessarily true. All you got to do is look in the Ohio Outdoor News during archery season up until till the youth season, and a lot of big bucks are taken during archery season. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the pictures and reports of people that texted me and I saw on Facebook and such, I didn't see any monsters. I saw one really nice doe that probably had lived a longer life than most, but so it looked like it was pretty successful. But the biggest thing is the grin on those kids' face.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and that's, you know, and again, you got to stress that it's not always about taking something,
right?
It's the experience. You go out to have fun, and the icing on the cake is when right. You harvest an animal. So,
right.
You know, memories are made. I have many a fond memory of hunting with Dad and not getting any pheasants or rabbits, but
right.
Hey, we was out in the field and we was having fun.
Yep. Spent the day together and got to do some stuff.
Yep.
Yep. And also we'll have kind of our regular deer report too that's not part of the youth hunt. You probably got some numbers there also.
Yes, I do. And Coshocton County is number one with 2016. This is as of November 14th. Number two is Licking County with 1,665. Ashtabula County comes in third place, 1,546. Tuscarawas is right behind Ashtabula with 1,545. Muskingum placed fifth, 1,395. Holmes placed sixth with 1,357. Seventh place is Knox, 1,349. Eighth, Trumbull County with 1,335. Guernsey County comes in ninth place with 1,229. And Richland County is at 1,131. Fayette's at 119. for a total up until the 14th of November for 56,675 deer harvested.
Now, is that down or up from previous year to that point, or not
well,
really sure?
You hold on a second, and I might be able to tell you.
Uh-oh, here we go. This is the guy that saves quite a bit of stuff.
It looks like I can't tell you to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It doesn't break that down. What it does do is tell you how many antlered and how many antlerless are taken. So
there you go.
But I can't tell you.
So, Don, the big meal's coming. What's two things at your house has to be?
Has to be turkey and has to be pumpkin pie.
Any other favorite sides or?
I like mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes is good.
That's hard to beat, isn't it?
I could just eat mashed potatoes all the time. Of course, my brother tells me that as a youngster, the only thing that I would eat is hot dogs and mashed potatoes.
That was it. Oh, wow.
So okay. I guess that explains my physique.
Well, maybe I can tell you how I got some of mine sometime, too. But definitely looking forward to the big day, sitting around with some family and sharing some thoughts and times and memories and going from there. We do movies afterwards.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll bite.
You'll bite. We just sit around and fall asleep to movies. We rent some movies, and that's about it.
I thought maybe it was something like that.
Yeah. Now, Christmas, we actually go to the theater because that's when the new ones come out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of the deal there. So, well, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the great outdoors. Kind of an interesting local story that Don's brought to my attention. It's about a week old, but still interesting. So, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.